As the pandemic began to surge, schools closed and most students switched to online learning almost overnight. Schools with less access to technology relied on paper packets, especially for younger elementary students. It was more like crisis teaching, like building a plane as you're flying it. That's what Lindsay Zelli says. She's the director of professional learning at the Illinois Digital Educators Alliance.
They didn't really have time to figure out all the little nuances that come with lesson planning remotely and meeting the needs of learners in an online setting, or perhaps even reaching learners who don't have access to internet.
Rockford Superintendent Aaron Jarrett said in May that 1,200 of their families didn't have adequate internet service. The Dixon Community School District solicited a parent survey asking about the biggest challenge their kids face learning from home. And through a Freedom of Information Act request, WNIJ obtained hundreds of those responses. Spotty internet frustrated families. Parents wrote about their kids juggling a single device for their schoolwork. Educators were often praised for helping them get through assignments, while numerous parents cited a lack of teacher interaction as a major issue. Childcare was one of their biggest concerns. And the United States is seeing a childcare crisis during COVID-19, and it's no different for Northern Illinois parents. A parent of an elementary school student wrote that, quote, "My child gets passed around to five people and houses for childcare depending on who's available to watch them." A Dixon Middle School family said, quote, "My husband and I are both essential workers. We were having to stay up late to help with homework. It was very, very hard on our son as well as the parents." And that problem hasn't been solved for schools starting out online this fall. Childcare is expensive and could put low-income families in a bind. Districts like DeKalb are trying to offer options. Interim Superintendent Griff Powell says they're partnering with several childcare organizations, including the YMCA, who can also help students with remote learning.
We have reached out and we are actually housing some of those activities in a couple of our buildings.
Online learning in the fall will look considerably different than the last spring. For one, it'll be longer. The Illinois State Board of Education is mandating 5 hours of remote learning. 2.5 of it must be synchronized with the class working at the same time. Some school districts prioritized professional development for their teachers to feel better implementing a remote learning curriculum. In a district survey, 64% of Freeport teachers said they needed more of that help. And a third of those same teachers said they see themselves as beginners, who know the basics but not much more, or just slightly above that, when it comes to teaching new material online. Lindsay Zelli says the Illinois Digital Educators Alliance held online sessions throughout the spring and summer.
A big point that I try and make to teachers is to do less. It's hard to connect with learners, so pick the thing that you're passionate about and teach that first, because that passion is going to reach students beyond the screen much better than, you know, unit one.
They've also held presentations for parents looking to help their kids with remote learning. The other key difference between the spring and the fall? Grading. In April, Illinois decided grades wouldn't count for or against students, which made it difficult for some to stay motivated, and engagement often nosedived as the virtual year came to a close. By the end, participation at some Rockford elementary schools fell below 20%, but numbers at other schools hovered in the 80s and even 90s. Only 25% of DeKalb students were present and logged in for all 29 e-learning days. The typical letter grading system will be back this fall, much closer to a regular school year. Griff Powell says that's just one of the reasons he thinks participation is going to be much better. The other reason is that now a lot of those teachers do feel more comfortable teaching online. Educators are experimenting with things like Bitmoji classrooms. It's a cartoon digital hub where students can click to explore resources. Think of a bookshelf that links to the library. Lindsay Zelli says it's impossible to recreate the classroom experience online, but they can still bring a little normalcy to a year that's been the farthest thing from normal. I'm Peter Medlin.